I always like to go to the state fair when I'm traveling around the country. I like to go to the state fair because that's where the real thrill rides are. I like a thrill ride. I mean, if you go to Six Flags, it takes a team of engineers years to build a roller coaster. Meanwhile, at the state fair, we got the PBR construction crew putting up a Tilt-A-Whirl in the back of a flatbed pickup truck. Armed with just a broken pair of vice grips, a can of WD-40, and a weak command of the English language. It's a thrill when you're standing in line for a ride, look down the trash can, and see some loose bolts and an empty roll of duct tape. That's gonna be a good ride on the Gravitron. Yeah. Only thing scarier than the rides at the state fair is the food. And if you can fry something and put it on a stick, they will serve it up. Amen. For years, the top-selling food item was the deep-fried Twinkie. And they thought, well, this isn't good enough. Last year, they introduced chicken-fried bacon. Yeah. And this year, I don't know if you saw it, right here at the North Carolina State Fair, they were serving it deep-fried butter. Yeah. That's real. That's real. They take a stick of butter, they cut it up in little pieces, they deep-fry it, serve it on a toothpick like a little artery blocking hors d'oeuvre. Now, I'm no doctor, but if you're eating deep fried butter, you have really let yourself go. You don't care if you live or die. Like, here's $5, let's see what happens. If I want to eat food that'll kill me, I'll just call up my family and have a potluck dinner. That's a fine Southern tradition right there. And there's a reason why that word luck is in there, because you don't know what you're eating or who made it. You don't know if that hair in the casserole is human or animal. You just don't know. It's never healthy either. Only country people could take something like a green bean and turn it into junk food. My grandma's like, here's my world famous green bean casserole. It's green beans sauteed in pork fat and butter, covered with Velveeta cheese, roasted marshmallows, and sprinkled on top of cornflakes. Like, ah. That's a real thing. I'm like, Grandma, what's the matter? Could you deep fry it while you're at it? Like, that's not a bad idea. My mom would make that sweet tea, put it in the old milk jugs, put 2-3 cups of sugar in there. That tea's so sweet, it would choke a hummingbird. Give Count Chocula diabetes right there. Just bad food. Come on, man. How do you make a chocolate pie smell like cigarettes? I mean, how is that possible? My Aunt Margaret could, man. I was like, Is that Marlboro meringue? Just a touch of nicotine. Just do you right. Growing up, I never knew what a salad was, man. We'd have a whole table of salad, not a single lettuce leaf. It's like potato salad, chicken salad, bean salad, tuna salad, egg salad. Now let's look at egg salad for 1 second. The top ingredients are eggs and mayonnaise. Now how do you call that a salad? That's like making a milkshake out of Skittles and calling it a fruit smoothie. I mean, who are you fooling? My family can eat too. They take that flimsy paper plate, pile it up like it was their last meal, go down the gravy bowl, squish a hole in the top, and cover the whole thing in gravy like a cholesterol volcano. And it always asks that same blessing. They're like, Lord, bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies. Now, I know the Lord works miracles, but you have got to meet him halfway. Bible says your body is a temple, not a drive-through. Jesus fed the multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, not 5 Krispy Kremes and 2 Bojangles biscuits. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right.